بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے بوجہ اس شدید محبت کے جو آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو اہل بیت اور اہل بیت کو آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے تھی، ان کے لیے یہ دعا فرمائی تھی کہ اللہم اجعل رزق آل محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم قوتاً. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم because of the great love he had for his family and because of the love which the family had for him, Rasulullah made this dua, special dua for them. He said, oh Allahumma ij'al rizqa Ali Muhammad kutan. So, oh Allah, let the rizq, the sustenance, the food for the family of Muhammad be on a daily basis. Give them sufficient food only for one day. It shouldn't be food for the next day. This is Rasulullah's dua. The love he had, the love for his family and the family's love for him constrained Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to make this dua. Ya Allah, grant them only food for one day, not for 2 days. There shouldn't be anything left for them. In other poverty, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua, special dua for him and for his family, for poverty. He said, in the hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, al-faqru fakhri, that poverty is my pride. Poverty is my pride. There are different standards, I think, in Islam. They're not one standard. There are different standards for different type of people. This dua like that is befitting for the Nabi and the awliya of the former times, in the Khair al-Qurun, they followed this type of sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There are two types of poverty. One is a poverty which is invited. And one asks for it. One asks to be poor, and that obviously is not for people like us. It's permissible, that thing. Perfectly permissible to ask Allah Ta'ala for barakat in your risk, for more risk, for abundant risk. It's permissible. But for people like the Anbiya and the Sahaba, the Awliya, for them there is a different standard. There was a different standard for them. So the one poverty is a poverty which is asked for, it's invited. And the other poverty is one which is imposed on a person by Allah Ta'ala. And generally as a punishment also. Allah Ta'ala imposes it. So it comes in the hadith that you should ask, make dua, Ya Allah, save me from that poverty which leads to kufr. Poverty can lead also to kufr. People of weak iman, the iman is deficient. Now they are unable to bear the hardships of poverty. They lack the ruhaniyat, the spiritual stamina for sabr. And their eyes go on to other focus on other people, on the kuffar, and on sinful Muslims, futar Muslims. They say, let me see, they, despite their indulgence in haram, they have a lot of wealth, they are wealthy. So, this person doubts now of weak iman, his iman weakens further and sometimes it can lead to kufr also. Wealth is not a sign of success. Wealth is not a sign of divine proximity, that person is near to Allah Ta'ala. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made this dua for himself and for his family, because they are people of the iman was of exceptionally lofty standard. So the poorer they were and the more difficulties which came their way also unto Allah Ta'ala. Whereas for other people, it will drive them away from Allah Ta'ala because of lack of sabr. So the lesson for us here is that we should follow the thing, we follow in the shadow of the Anbiya and of the Sahaba. We cannot imitate them in every aspect. Such this type of poverty is of a different kind. As Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, for several days at a time, the fire was not in our house. Not no food to eat. And what once Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, he saw her eating in one day two times. And what she did, she eat a few days of something dry, something light. So when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala having two meals on that one day, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked, "Oh Aisha, did Allah Ta'ala create you only to eat? Did Allah Ta'ala create you only to eat?" Now from this, what is the lesson for us? That we must not be gluttonous. We must not be greedy and overeat and eat 10 times a day. Which is a habit that our people. That thing, overeating, and then from that result, all type of sicknesses, physical sicknesses, as well as spiritual sicknesses, as a result of overeating. When a person overeats or eats much, eat in abundance, always addicted to delicious food and luxury food, then what happens? Darkness comes into the heart. Hazrat Sa'd bin Abdullah rahmatullahi of the old Yasuo former time said, "Lamma khalaq Allah dunya." When Allah Ta'ala had created the dunya, Jala fil ju al hikmatum wal ilm. When Allah Ta'ala created the dunya first, then in some form Allah Ta'ala created what? Ordered hikmat, that means wisdom, and ilm in what? In hunger. وَجَعَلَ فِي الشَّبِ الْجَهْلِ وَالْمَعْصِيَةِ. And in a full stomach, Allah Ta'ala created what? Ignorance. And what? And sin. Yeah, when the stomach is a person is addicted to that thing, to just food and overeating, then it inclines more towards sin. The nafs, the ruh becomes weak, and the nafs becomes strengthened. So one should all that thing, as far as the food is concerned, plays a very important part in our lifetime. For as far as our spiritual life is and physical life is concerned. And so the excess of eating, and especially eating haram and doubtful. In the early times, the people, they abstained from halal, from many halal issues. Why? For fear of falling into haram. But nowadays is the opposite. Halal and mushtaba, doubtful things. Far from abstaining from it, we seek fatwas from different ulama to how should we make halal now? What is mushtaba and what is haram? How we should make it halal? Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullahi said, I met up with such people, was among the great tabi'in. I met such people referring to Sahaba and referring to other senior tabi'in of his time, who would abstain from 70 halal acts in order to save themselves from falling into a haram act. The action, the deal, the transaction is halal, according to the rules of fiqh, it's halal. But they still feared that if we indulge in it, there is a possibility of falling into haram. So they say they would abstain from 70 deals, transactions of halal, for fear of falling into haram. So from this we must understand the thing. Allah Ta'ala has created that we are not animals. Kufar, whatever our emotions demand, we fulfill those emotions. So our must be very conscious, that thing. Not conscious, that thing, that, of what you do, what you say, and what you eat, and how you earn, everything, that thing, yeah, must bring Allah Ta'ala in front of you. Before you do something, focus on Allah Ta'ala. Is this halal or is it haram? Is it tayyib Mustafa, doubtful. Is the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala in it? Or it may be permissible, but is the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala in this? Or is it displeasure? So all these issues we have to weigh up. Weigh and ponder and reflect. Without reflecting, before we act, if we don't reflect, what happens? We become then just like this kuffar and like animals. Whatever our instinct demands, we act accordingly. So there is a need, I think, for a moment to utilize the aqal which Allah Ta'ala has given. The aqal is supposed to control the nafs. Not the other way around, the nafs controls our anger. یہ اس لیے کہ آدمی اللہ تعالیٰ کی طرف متوجہ ہے اور اسے کوئی شے اس سے مان نہ ہو. The reason why Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم made this dua is so that a person is always focused on Allah Ta'ala and not on something else. When a person is hungry and if the iman is strong and there's hunger with it, then it draws that person closer unto Allah Ta'ala. Now, I won't drive him away. And I think for people like us, it drives away from Allah Ta'ala. Whereas the Anbiya, the Awliya, and the people of Iman, of solid Iman, the more the hardship settles on them, the greater is the sabr. And because of the sabr, Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala draws them unto Him. Comes in the hadith, they think that Allah Ta'ala, for some people, He has decreed a very lofty state in the akhirat, lofty mansions for them. But the amal in this dunya is weak. They are unable to achieve that the wonderful namas of that akhirat which Allah Ta'ala has set aside for them. Because of their weakness, they are unable to attain it. So what Allah Ta'ala afflicts them with some hardships in this dunya. And then He grants them also the tawfiq of sabr. They make sabr on it, no complaint, a mu'min never complains. If it's difficult to hardship, you make dua unto Allah Ta'ala, then you have sabr. So they have sabr. And as a result of the sabr, the effect of the sabr, the consequence of the sabr is that they will now achieve that special status and rank which Allah Ta'ala set aside for them in the akhirat.